I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey, Potomac kids. It's Andrew. Tonight we've got Monique Samuels from The Real Housewives of Potomac with Sherry Shepherd. You know, Sherry's been on the show probably, I bet she's been on like six, seven times before, I bet. And she's always great. Every time she's on the show, she's great. So I'm really glad she's back. And Monique is pregnant and looking gorgeous. So everything's going to be good. See ya.
Her character could help you file a motion, and I'm surprised she didn't throw Giselle into the ocean. It's Watch What Happens Live with Sherry Shepherd and Monique Samuels now. Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse on a Sunday night with a woman whose comedic skills are first class and another who ditched most of her friends to sit in first class. You loved her as Queen of Daytime on The View and as the Queen of Jordan on 30 Rock. Now she'll make you laugh your face off on NBC's Trial and Error Queen. Welcome back our friend Sherry Shepherd. Too long. And her tagline is, you'll never put me in a box because I'm the whole darn package. So nobody tell her she's literally sitting in a little clubhouse box right now. Welcome back, Real Housewives of Potomac, Monique Samuels. And behind the bar, she is a tough-as-nails trainer from whom her Bridezilla clients probably wish death would do them part. From Bridezilla's Scared Fit, it's trainer Donna Sexton. Great to see you. Let's get started. Monique, you are pregnant. Congratulations. Yay! You look so cute. Wow, how many months along are you?
I am 5 months today.
Wow.
I am so glad my uterus is not working.
You're carrying very small, like,
yeah.
Compact.
Yeah, it's like a basketball. Right. I kind of got a feeling of what this might be in here, but we won't
really?
Know until we
Why?
Push
what
it
do
out.
You think it is?
I feel like it's a boy.
You do?
I feel like I did with my son. I really do. Okay, that's what my stomach looks like right now.
Candace has been trying to make friends with the ladies, but it seems like the ladies might be a little more interested in themselves. Take a look at this.
Robin and Ashley.
Oh.
Candace is trying to share. We had a tea this morning.
Hold on, guys. What? The lighting is just so great.
May I be upset?
Okay, Robin.
Oh, no. Ash, you can wait. They see her standing there waiting to talk to them, but they just make her wait like she is some sub-life in the room.
Monique, you were the new girl last season. Do you feel like the girls aren't giving her a chance, Candace?
I definitely feel like she's having a little bit of a harder time to earn her respect. And in her voice, she is.
Yeah. I got to ask you. You were on a flight recently with Janet Jackson.
I was.
I have questions, okay? Yes, I need the details. Me. Okay. So now Janet flies commercial?
I couldn't even believe it. And here, Andy, I didn't even know. I didn't even hear that baby crying. I didn't hear her. And it was just like, you know, at a concert when they come up out the floor with yes. smoke. That's how Janet was on the plane. She just
came out of the floor.
On the plane in a cloud of smoke.
What does Janet's plane attire look like?
She had on these cute sweats and baby Esai had on sweats. And she had her hair in a little bun. And everything was just fit first class.
How many people were in her Janet Tourage?
Everybody in first class. I don't
Except
know how
you.
I got in there.
Wow. How many times did she get up to use the restroom?
She handed the baby to the bodyguard and she went to the bathroom. And I said, yeah, I know her nerves is bad because the baby was in terrible twos. So she went to the bathroom maybe 2.5 times.
Okay. Did she eat and drink on the flight?
She didn't have anything to drink or eat. She kept asking for a chocolate chip cookie for the baby. And I said, that's the last thing to give him. You need to give him some titties.
And what was your, I know you said hello to her, right?
I did.
And then did you have any other interaction besides
that? I did. She gave me front row tickets to her concert at The View. Wow. And I said, thank you for giving me the tickets. Because I tell you, that's how my calling card. Like, if I want to sleep with you, I go, you know I'm on The View. I can bring you on. Because right. everybody still think I'm Whoopi. I said, mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. And so you talked to her some more?
I did talk to her while she was walking up. But it was rattles all in the middle of the aisles and wow. things for the baby. But I did talk to her.
Did you see Janet sleep at all?
No, she didn't.
She did.
She's a baby.
Okay. All right. Did she watch any movies on the flight?
Janet, no, when you have a 2-year-old,
yeah,
an 18
year old,
you're just trying to quiet the baby.
All right. Thank you very much. I needed to know all that. Sherry and Monique are here for your questions, but before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, on tonight's Potomac, while Giselle tried to get to the bottom of which one of her frenemies brought Sherman's ex Kendall around, Monique and Charisse couldn't throw each other under the bus fast enough. Watch.
I just want you to own the fact that you brought Kendall around to get at Giselle.
Charisse wanted to bring Kendall around.
I had absolutely nothing to do with Kendall being around. And those were choices that you made, and I think you should own that.
I feel like it was 50-50. I feel like we both were as messy as...
No.
Like,
no.
The bottom line is Charisse has not fully gotten over what Giselle did to her.
You were being messy.
I had nothing to do with Monique inviting Kendall to anything.
I didn't need to
screw her. And I
like,
felt
okay.
at that
She's
time that the action was being messy.
It's clearly shocking. Charisse would do this just to try to hurt me.
All right, here's what. Since we still don't know who is to blame for bringing Sherman's ex around, I want an explanation. Monique, the floor is yours. Do you feel like it was 50-50 or do you feel like...
Absolutely. Charisse had been plotting to bring Kendall around since before we started even filming the third season.
You got a baby, so, you got to tell the truth.
Oh, I'm telling the truth.
All right.
This baby, it keeps me telling the truth because I don't want it to come out wrong.
Right.
But no, she absolutely wanted her to come on specifically to get under Giselle's skin. She never said anything good about Giselle, even in our private conversation. So I was totally thrown off when all of this was being put on me. And I was just like, look, I'm being a ride or die right now. You know, lost your champagne glass. So I was just trying to share my champagne glass with my homie. Now I got to just pour some out for my dead homie, but whatever.
Okay. Second, the Potomac ladies thought Karen wasn't wearing her wedding ring in Cannes because her marriage was in trouble. But here's what. Maybe she took her ring off her finger to better land punches on Ashley's marriage. It is time for our shady boot moments of the night.
Is iCut Enterprises Ray's business or is it Karen's business?
I'm going to do it one time and one time only. My marriage is an institution, okay? Yours is a fake the world situation.
Like, your old book I saw yesterday.
Like,
bye.
Your husband not only kicked your ass out, he moved you a mile down the street to take your fake marriage and ram it up your ass, okay? Your husband always crying when he's around you. You make him miserable. I'm done with your ass.
If Ashley stays long enough in her marriage, she may want to stick with the old.
Does it work? I'm trying to be nice.
That car ride looked... How long were you in that car?
Oh, my God. I mean, for like an hour. And it was from beginning to end. And then the last 10 minutes, it finally got silent completely.
Wow.
It was intense.
They were going really
in.
Yeah.
I mean, they talked about old penis size.
Oh, my God.
I was like, you know you're going there when you're talking about
Well, I'm saying technically, if you're going to call somebody's penis old, both of y'all got old penises. I mean, their husbands are... Come on. Like, let's be fair.
An institution penis. You can't really use that.
Make it work. Whether it's old or new, make it work.
Okay. Finally, it's been over 11 years since Sherry first appeared on our TV screens as a co-host of The View. And after all those years in the public eye, I wonder if she looks back on any of her past outfits and doesn't enjoy The View. Here's what. It's time for Style or Error. Sherry, I'm going to shepherd you through some of your past looks. Tell me which ones you think should be illegal, okay?
Okay.
Here you are at the Undercover Brother premiere. Yay or nay with this look?
Ooh, that's a nay, no.
Okay, illegal, everybody. Here you are at the Family Television Awards in 2003. I like it.
That waist is snatched.
Sherry.
You guys look like two big-ass grapefruits.
Okay. Here you are in a tie-dye dress. Why? You don't like that?
I think that's like a gospel singer.
Okay, all right. She doesn't like that. Here she is at the Daytime Emmy Awards.
Okay,
she loves that.
Yes.
Okay, very good.
Yes. Okay.
Here you are in 2009. I think that's cute, no?
It's Sherry if you're nasty.
Yeah, it's kind of Janet. It's very Janet.
Oh, my God.
Okay, we're gonna keep it. Okay, we're gonna keep it. Here you are at the Beverly Hills Hotel in 2003.
What the hell disco was I going to?
Okay, here you are in 2004. Oh my God, that's like Pixie Sher. Sherry, hit me baby one more time, Sherry. Right?
It was.
Okay. Sherry may not be into that one. Here you are in 2004, also at a movie premiere. That's cute.
No,
right?
I kind of like that
okay,
one.
She likes that. I like your hair there. Here you are in 2010. That's cute.
It was kind of like, I think I had gone to lunch with Barbara Walters that afternoon.
Okay, good. Okay, thank you very much, Sherry. Let's go to Gina from Denver, Colorado. Hey, Gina, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, I'm a huge fan. I just love you.
Thanks.
But my question is for Monique.
Okay.
Monique, do you regret inviting Robin and Giselle on your birthday trip, or are you happy that they ended up coming?
I'm happy that everyone ended up coming. At the end of the day, I was trying to be the bigger person and extend the olive branch. So at least I did my part. So, and I think they enjoyed themselves, whether they were with us or not. I think they had a good time. So it all worked out.
Eric G. emailed Sherry, what was the surefire way to know Barbara Walters was pissed at the table?
Oh, to know when Barbara started talking in very clipped tones, dear. You know, you co-hosted with us. You knew when Barbara
yelled at me once.
Yeah, she would, yeah. Or like when we would go out, she'd go, cut that story. Nobody's interested. Like really, you know, you'd have to go out and like get her to drinking before she like loosened up.
Does Barbara like to?
She likes to have a little glass of wine, and then that's when she talks about all the, you know.
I like it.
Yeah.
Let's go to Bethany from Wisconsin with a question for Sherry. Hey, Bethany.
Hi. What was it like backstage at The View after Rosie and Elizabeth had their split screen fight?
Oh.
What was that like?
You know, when you have a baby, you have to have conflict. I kept going, is the baby okay? Because Elizabeth was pregnant at the time when her and Rosie fought. So Rosie was just like, I can't take this. This is crazy. And then Elizabeth was like, you know, it was crazy.
Wow.
After the, you know, backstage.
Wow.
It was.
So
did she say that, or was that in my head?
Okay.
That might have been in my head.
I was just gonna say now, Elizabeth.
I
was gonna say, does Elizabeth drop an F-bomb?
She did not say that. That was in my head. It was so much tension backstage.
Right.
It was Alicia Silverstone was there, and she was like, "Y'all are crazy."
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you and Elizabeth still good buddies?
Yeah. She was in my wedding. She was my bride. I'm divorced now. She was my bridesmaid.
Monique, Emil K. emailed, how is your relationship with your mother-in-law? Has it improved beyond just being cordial?
It's cordial.
All right, there you go. Let's go to Lisa from Massachusetts. Hey, Lisa, what's your question?
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Andy.
Hey.
So my question is for Monique.
Okay.
Monique, what are your thoughts about Karen and Ray's marriage, and do you think that possibly they could be heading for divorce?
Oh, no. Karen and Ray are rock solid. They really are. When you see them two together, it's like they can't keep their hands off each other. And I don't care to hear the details, but Karen likes to give. But no, they're not heading for a divorce. They're nowhere near that. That
she
was
likes
like,
to give, but they're not heading for a divorce. I like
They're heading
Sherry,
for
a divorce. Sherry, Lisa G wants to know if you've kept in touch with Kenya Moore since you were both on Watch What Happens Live together. That was not a love connection that
night. It was not a love connection. But I'm so excited that Kenya is pregnant.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm excited about her marriage. I think having a baby just expands your worldview. And her baby, the first thing the baby's going to say is, Mommy Kendra. So, you know, you have to learn how to forgive.
Oh, my God. Let's go to Nathan D. asked Sherry, how do you think Meghan McCain is doing on The View?
She just has to evolve. She has to get used to sitting there at that table. And I think she has to not take the whole Republican world on her shoulders. It's too much
right.
to take that
it's
whole
a lot
world.
To take on.
Yeah, it's like you are not the Republican voice. I know. And so it makes you stressed, it makes you tense. And so right. I think, you know, being able to just lighten up a little.
Let's go to Pamela from Oregon. Hey, Pamela, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. My question's for Sherry.
Okay.
Sherry, I have to know. You and me have been performing together quite a bit. How has she been doing since Greg's health diagnosis?
Nene and I?
Yeah.
Because Nene hosts our show, Ladies Night Out, our comedy. Nene is funny.
Yeah.
She's a host of the comedy show, and that girl is funny.
Yeah.
I'm very pleasantly surprised.
Are you giving her tips about how to deal with hecklers?
You know, Nene, she don't need no tips.
Right.
You give Nene a drink and she's good to go. Don't try it.
Monique, Lindsay A. texted and want to know, did you do digging to find out that the Alzheimer's Association received the ladies' money?
Oh, that night, I spoke with the director of the association.
Yeah.
She was there.
Right.
And she actually gave everyone envelopes to make the donations directly to the organization, which we didn't know going into it. So that night, it was already cleared up.
It's game time, everybody. In honor of the Potomac Housewives trip to the south of France, I thought we'd mouth some France with, pardon our French. Ladies, I'll give you some dirty French phrases. You'll guess what each one means. Oui, oui? Okay, Sherry, does un petit bit mean tiny dick or tiny balls?
Un petit bit. It sounds like it would be balls, but I'm going to go it means dick.
Yes, it does. Monique.
I said it to one of my ex-husbands. I knew it.
Tu as un vibro. You are a sexy vixen, or do you have a vibrator?
Do you have a vibrator?
Yes, ma'am. Sherry.
Yes.
No merci. Les photos de cool, c'est pas mon truc. No thanks. I prefer handcuffs in bed, or no thanks. Porn doesn't do it for me.
No thanks. I prefer handcuffs in bed.
Nope. No thanks. Porn doesn't do it for me. Okay. Monique, does chibra mean nipple or dong?
Nipple?
Dong. Okay. Sherry, does t'exploser la rondelle mean pound your ass or pet my hair?
I've never done it. But I'm going to go pound your ass.
Yes, it does. La rondelle, la fumette. Does that mean weed or ball gag?
La fumette. I'll say weed.
It does. Last time, Sherry Shepherd.
Like
la partouze, a virgin or group sex?
La partouze sounds plural. Group sex?
Yes. Okay. Last one. J'adore ton zizi. I love to be on top or I love your wee wee.
I love your wee-wee.
Yes, ma'am. Monique, Terry T. texted, what did Chris think of the moment you opened up to the girls about the fight you had?
Oh, you know, he was a little frustrated because he was like, make sure you got the point across. We weren't fighting because I'm needy. We were fighting because he wanted me to maintain the same balance that I asked him to maintain when he was coaching.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so yeah.
Casimir B. emailed, Sherry, do you regret getting your first bikini wax on national television?
Oh, I did. No, I regret the marriage for the bikini wax. That's what I regret, but not the bikini wax.
Let's go to Michelle from Long Island. Hey, Michelle, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. I love you. Love Monique and Sherry.
Thanks.
Monique, the question's for Monique.
Okay.
What do you think of the rumor of you using Charisse for her friends and contacts?
Oh, I think it's comical. Like, first of all, who have I used from her that I've benefited from at all? Like, I don't call her people. I have my own. So I just thought that was such a reach, and she should have got a step stool.
All right. She should have got a step stool. I like it. I like it. How often, by the way, how often do you see The View, Sherry?
I watch The View like all the time because I love the hot topics. I scream at the screen. So I miss doing hot topics with the ladies.
You do?
Yeah.
Monique, Blair G wants to know your honest reaction to Ashley singing. That was honest.
That was the first one.
That was honest.
The auto-tune sound good when she recorded it on the video, though.
Okay. It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to the Florida woman who is fighting to keep her 200-pound emotional support pig, Hamlet, at her home despite it being a violation. To be honest, like, I feel like it's a win-win because she either gets to keep her little buddy or she gets to eat so many BLTs, like, for the rest of her, you know what I mean? May not
that's
be worth.
You know how much bacon that
I
is?
Know, right? I know, right?
Oh my God.
With what?
Bacon with some eggs?
Yes, with some eggs, yes.
And you put some syrup on in this maple fat pig bacon.
Tonight's Jackal goes to a study that says people are actually paying more attention to us than we think. A phenomenon scientists call the invisibility cloak illusion. You know what? Here's the deal. Not to toot my own horn, but as someone in the public eye, I would like to think that I am totally super aware of people observing me at all times. Well, I mean, that's really nasty. Shut up, internet. Yes, I was digging for a winner. I didn't know he was there.
Did you find something?
Probably. That was the first day I took my dog out for a walk. Can you imagine? I want to thank Sherry and Monique about it. Show Trial and Error airs Thursdays at 9 on NBC, starring Sherry Shepherd and Kristen Chenoweth. Monique Samuel Show, The Real Housewives of Potomac, is Sundays at 8. And Donna Sexton is from Lee's Bridezilla, Scared Fit. Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name's Tara. I'm calling from Central New York.
Hey, Tara, what's your question?
My question is for Sherry. Sherry, are the rumors true that you're writing a tell-all memoir about your time on The View?
It's not a everybody is involved. So it's not only me. It's Joy. I think everybody except Elizabeth and Jenny McCarthy have contributed to the book. But there is a tell-all in the works.
Oh, wow.
Yes,
so
is.
Is it like your own oral history of The View, kind of?
It is. It's our own. It's all of our views in one book about what went on. So it is. We didn't have any bars hold.
Did you talk to Rosie?
Did I talk to Rosie? I think they
oh,
talked
so
to
every, oh, I
everybody.
See.
So it was
oh,
all
I
the co-hosts.
Oh,
I think
cool.
I think Lizzie and Jenny McCarthy probably are the only two that didn't contribute.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why didn't they?
You know why they didn't. Jenny didn't have a great, you know, Jenny, I'm sure
right.
She said she didn't have a great time on The View. And
right.
Elizabeth, you know, her departure, so I don't think
right.
she wanted to. Although it would be really fun to have both of their viewpoints because they were integral.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Andy, it's Betsy from Phoenix.
Hey there, what's your question?
Hey, and real quick, I just wanted to tell you congrats on the Emmy nomination for the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
And my question's for Monique, and okay. It's, do you have any regrets from this season at all?
I regret thinking that I could befriend Ashley when I knew everyone told me, like, don't trust her, she's messy. Ooh. So that's, like, my biggest regret. And also, I hate that I put Sherman Douglas's business out there, even though it was, like, like public knowledge. I just hate that I rehashed that and had to make him relive that. And he has kids. That was a messy moment for me. I own it, and I feel terrible.
Two good regrets.
Yeah.
Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name, man? From where are you calling?
Hi, my name is Christine, and I'm from Pennsylvania.
Hey, Christine, what's your question?
First of all, Andy, I love you, but my question is for Sherry. Who were your all-time most and least favorite guests while you were on The View, Sherry?
My favorite guest probably was, Idris Elba was the favorite. My least favorite, there was an actress, I'm not going to name her name. She was so bougie, and you went to like shake her hand, and she would just kind of look at it.
Wow, and was she on more than once during your time there?
Yeah, because she's a big superstar.
Wow.
Oh, I don't know who.
And I'm not going to say because I might want to do a movie with her.
I want to thank Sherry Shepherd, Monique Samuels, and Dara for more quick around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments. But business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.